This is the October 23rd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 21 for property ID 10797924. The property is owned by Ada and Fakra Chowdhury. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. For the assessor's office, we do have Courtney Gold and Nick Deathridge present, and for the appellant, we do have Ada here. If you could all three please raise your right hands now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you, Mr. Chowdhury, to further explain your appeal.
So, sir, I was looking at the properties. There is about 60 units in that complex, and I have not seen a single unit sold at 409. So that's my first, thing that the latest I had the numbers. There is a unit number F34 sold on August 13, 2024, and mine is J45. But the one which is sold F34 on August 13, 2024 was $365,500. And they're all the similar units, same layout, same square footage, and it's a home, like a condo. Townhome/condo units.
Okay. Do you have any other examples?
Maybe you gave the address, but I missed it. That one that sold for $365,000.
The same address as mine. The unit number is F as in Frank, 34.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question on yours. I see, according to this appeal, that you have a 352 square foot basement.
Is that it's correct? On every single. It's in every single unit. They have a basement, it's a one room on the basement. It's a similar setup on every one of them. Certain ones that somehow they've been reported on the. On there, and some of them it's not. So I don't know what the reason is, but if you look on all the units, if you click on J46, J47, J48, and even though they are being assessed a lot lower than me, they have the similar square footage, same thing is going on. I have no idea, because every single unit is the same layout, a one room on the bottom with the garage entrance. And then there is a main area where there is a kitchen and living room and a family room. And then there is a top area where it's two bedroom and a laundry room with a couple of bathrooms upstairs.
Okay. Thank you.
We're ready to hear from the assessor's office?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, can we hear from the assessor?
So, we provided a sales grid of three comparable sales. The sales prices for the other comparable sales were lower than the subject property. However, the property is a split, so it's on a hillside.
Courtney, if you're yes. saying Hillside, can you elaborate on that?
What
do you
mean apologize. By Hillside? I'm trying to think of the word I apologize. Is it not have a basement garage?
Every single property in those units, every single one of them have a basement garage. There's two garages on every single property. All 60 units have two car garage.
Okay, the rooms off of the first comparable sale that is within the same unit does not have finished basement area. They may have... We don't have on the record that it does have any area in the basement.
Is that in the same complex?
Yes, it is.
Only 152 feet away from his place.
Correct.
And they're all attached units, and they have same layout, same stuff is going on. Some of them have a bathroom on the downstairs, and some of them don't. So that's the only difference they have.
Are those basements, are they in front of the garage? Is that where they are?
Behind it, aren't they?
No, they're right after the garage. So if you are entering the property, like from the front of the property, there is two-car garage. You park in the garage, you open the garage door, and there is like a left-hand side, there is a room, which they are calling it a basement. It's okay. Just a small room. Some folks are using it for exercise. Some use it as a small office, whatever. And then you got to go up the stairs, two flight of stairs, to get to the main level. Yeah.
Okay, what else, Courtney?
We also have... comparable sale number 3 is adjusted due to the classing being lower and also not having any below grade square footage. It has been adjusted down due to that. Comparable sale 2 and 3 have one less bathroom than the subject property. So those have been adjusted as well. Comparable sale number 2 is not within the same complex but close, as well as comparable sale number 3.
Yeah, Courtney, one thing I want to add to it, that if they are not in that complex, they are usually independent homes, which is way different than the townhome or condo assessment.
These are all condominium units.
They're all, okay, I'm sorry. I have no visibility to that, so that's why I thought. Okay. Sorry about that.
Did you not receive the email?
I'm sorry about that. I need to look for it.
Okay.
So this one where they show no basement, it does have a basement on top 1. That sold for $385 on November 23, which is 1 month away from the assessment date.
We actually don't have the first comparable listed as with a basement. We just only have it with the basement garage, like the subject. So I'd like to point out.
Yeah, he just testified that every single one of them has a room behind the garage.
I'm reviewing the MLS at the moment again. It does appear they have.
Michelle, or Allison, can you pull up the schematic on some that?
Space.
Yeah. On the subject property or the comparable?
Comparable.
Okay.
Comparable one, yeah.
One moment.
They do list a small storage room under the stairs.
Yeah, and that's also standard in every unit.
Are all of them finished?
Now you can see the room.
Yes, it's finished. It's a space underneath the stairs with the small door for storage purposes.
But you can see it on this picture here.
You can see the basement in the picture right in front of the garage there.
I don't have any further questions.
Anything else from the assessor?
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Chaudhry?
No, sir. I don't have anything to add.
Thanks. We'll close the hearing.
This is the October 23rd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 9 for property ID 198549000. The property is owned by Michael and Cheryl Herndon. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We do have Anna Swinehart and Nick Dethridge here from the assessor's office, and we do have Michael Herndon here on behalf of the appellate. If you could all please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
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 Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And, they have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
No. I actually had one last year, so okay. I'm a little bit familiar with it. So, so I'd like to start with my first evidence is this page that's dated 9/23/2024. It's this page here. You see that? 9/23/2024 at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, okay. At the bottom, yeah.
So if you could get that one in front of you. Okay, and then, so do you guys review the evidence ahead of time, or do I just need to kind of go through everything?
We review it ahead of time.
Okay, so basically this letter is explaining one thing is the assessor's office, which you guys are here. I didn't get the information until the next to the last day in order for me to even do a decent response. So what I'd like to do, and you guys have read through this, so we don't need to do that, is look at the very bottom where it says has five different things that I sent along with this letter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See that at the bottom?
Yes.
So let's put that in order so that we can just make it through this thing as quickly as possible. So the first one is the letter to the accessor asking to accept last year's assessment. And so that would be dated 9/16. So let's do that one first. You find that one?
Yes.
Okay, and so see, what I'm asking there is for them to accept last year's hearing, which the hearing had reduced it from the hearing that I had last year. So I was asking them to accept that, and at the same time, I was asking them to send me the information on the comps, because every year they have different comps. And so when I sent this letter in, and then I sent these different, this, first of all, is the letter to the assessor's office explaining that. And it also explains the fact that last year when they had the amount of 1.3, I had 24 acres. And this year it's only 22 acres. So in reality, and that we found that out last year, just the day before the hearing last year. When I was talking to the, actually, I don't know if it was the assessor's office or I was talking to somebody. Anyway, they realized that the property had been misrepresented for the last 40 years when it was, changed to where the county took part of the property for, road assessment. So technically, I couldn't show that evidence. I mean, I made a statement about it, but so the next page, which is, which will show the actual, lot plat, the plat. So you should have I sent a short plat notice. You should have that also.
Yeah.
We have it.
And that, if you look closely, you can kind of see where I wrote on it. And said, here is the new lot line adjustment. So that's where they reduced from 24 to 22 acres. And of course, I made a statement, the fact that I understand I can't go back and pick up any back taxes, because we've been paying taxes on it since I bought it, and the prior owner had been paying taxes on it since they bought it, with under the assumption that it's 24 acres. Anyway, so that's another piece of the pie that I'm arguing, the fact that they not only raised it again, it was reduced by 2 acres. So that's another piece of it. But so then the next one that I'm showing you is this statement, which is showing what they did last year. They reduced it. So I had a hearing last year and they reduced it, and that was great, because I feel that it should have been. So that's evidence that they did it last year under 24 acres. Now it's 22 acres.
When you say they did it, you mean we did it, the Board of Equalization?
Yeah, that's what I meant, yes. Okay. The Board of Equalization, which is this form here.
Right.
They went from 1.326 to 1.099. And I was more than happy to accept that this year, and that's what I told the assessor's office. That's part of the letter that I sent to them. So that's another piece of it that I'm arguing. And then the other thing is the next one on line item number 4 is the letter that I sent last year, because I was then, because I hadn't received the assessor's comps and the information that I needed, which I asked for on the 16th, or actually I called them and actually had asked that prior to the 16th to give me the comps. So then I sent last year's letter, which describes my property, talks about it being a dairy farm and the leftover buildings, how bad they are, and that I'm not repairing them. So that's my letter that I'm using for this year also. So, and that's this letter here, and it's dated 10/3 of 2023, last year's letter. So I describe my property and say that it's unique and that it's, that you really can't find a comp for it. So that's number 4 on that list. And then, of course, last year, I just used last year's photos because they're the same thing that I used last year. So you'll see some photos of my property. So that's the evidence that I've sent. And some of it was from last year because I didn't have the comps in order to validate what they're saying. So in the meantime, I did get the comps because they sent them out at the very last minute. So that's an argument that I have with the assessor's office. So now let's talk about the comps. So I've gone through that list. You guys understand that list? 1 through 5?
Yes.
Okay. So some of that is the stuff that I had from last year because I didn't have the comps in order. So you'll see a comp form or a comp that's not the right one because it's from last year. So disregard that one because I sent that also. Okay. So we want to go to the new comp that they sent me that I finally got, which is this one here.
Yeah.
And what I want to talk about is comp number 1. I don't just forget the rest of them. And you know, and I'm not all that familiar with how they do all these numbers and everything else. So I'm just going to talk about comp number 1. And it's so according to this, it's 16 acres, mine's 22 now. And then they do all this figure stuff, and they show, you know, a number at the bottom. So it sold for $1.22 million. And so, you know, and I'm not sure what the assessed value was at that time, but I assume that would be close to what it was. So now I want to compare that to my property. So because I didn't get it in a timely manner, that's my opinion, I went and talked, the first thing I did is look it up. I looked it up, and now I don't know if that's evidence that you guys can do, or is that specifically because I didn't send it to you, you can't look it up. I don't know. But the point is, look it up online, put the address in there, and you'll see Zillow, and you'll see the listing person and the listing agent on that piece of property, comp number 1. That house, if you look at the value and you look at the square footage of it, there's no comparison to my house. And that's where the problem is. They're comparing homes that sold for $1,220,000. When I talked to, I actually called the agent on it too, and I looked it up. And you can look it up online, so you don't have to talk to an agent. And you can see that property and that house is a $1 million house. The house itself is $1 million. My house is not. My house is a 300 to whatever the value would be in today's world. My house is small in square footage. It's a one bedroom. And I explained that in my letters. You'll see my letters talking about how it's not a dump or anything, and I live in it, and it's fine for me, but it's not something that a modern person, or not modern, but a person with $1 million would buy. And that's where the problem is. You can't compare it because this house, Comp 1, has had extensive, and this is the real estate agent even told me this, but you can look it up, extensive remodeling. It's probably had $500,000 worth of remodeling in it. And so when they paid that $1 million for that, they're buying it for the house, not necessarily the lot, but it is 16 acres. And that's another thing I want to talk about is that if you look at the zoning on that, that's zoned R5, which means they could technically divide that into two other lots. Now I think it's under a forest thing right now, but, and you know, it would take the right sort of person to divide it, but I cannot divide my property, period. It's ag, 20 ag. It's not going to be dividable. It can have one house and one temporary, and that's it. The house is where the problem is, where the assessor tries to raise the amount on my house. And that, I mean, that's all I can really tell you, that this is where the problem is. The property is unique. You can't find a comp. The only comps they ever come up with, and look at last year's comp that I sent you, it's the same thing. It's a nice, nice, beautiful home. And so, I mean, I can't argue it anymore. It's the house.
Mike, I have one question. I noticed they valued your outbuildings at $218,000. And the two pictures you showed, I don't mean to insult you, but of the outbuildings, they didn't look to me like they'd be worth $218,000.
No, and that was my argument last year also. So what it was an old dairy, and everything that was built for that dairy, other than a couple of the buildings that I re-changed for the horse boarding, but the rest of them are all designed for dairy cows. In fact, the barn where you see the photograph, that barn, I've owned this property for over 30 years now, that barn has never been used, never, for anything, because it's designed for dairy cows. And so that's a problem, because who wants to pay for, first of all, you don't get a nice house out of it. I like it, whatever, but you're not going to get a modern home out of it. It's not there. So that's the number one problem. The other problem is all the outbuildings. If they were off the property, it would be more valuable than if they're on the property, because there's just too many buildings to be taken care of, and they're not worth fixing. And I mean, I've stated that two or three times in two or three different letters. So, yeah. So
besides these two buildings that you have pictures of, are there other buildings, outbuildings?
Oh yeah, there's, and the assessor sent, if you look at what the assessor sent me, there he has outlined all these buildings, and you'll see them on that form that he sent, or the evidence that he sent. But they're not viable. And I know the assessor's putting poor condition and all that, and that's great. I mean, they're important, but in reality, in my opinion, they're a negative. There's no positive to them at all, because somebody would have to tear them down, and that would be a cost. And I don't have the money to tear them down right now, and because they're not usable. In fact, some of them I can't even drive my tractor into them, because they're low buildings, because they're built for cows, and you know, my tractor won't drive into them.
Do you have another barn or something where you board these horses?
Yes. So the arena is the viable building, and then there's a building adjacent to the arena, and then where I took some of the older buildings and I built stalls into them. But like I said, 60 to 70% of the buildings aren't even being used. There's old equipment and old wood and lumber, but basically they're empty. They're not being used.
Okay. Thank you. Those are my questions.
So any other questions? I mean, it's the same thing I kind of went over last year.
So there's two buildings that are labeled. One's the Hoop Arena, one is labeled just Arena.
Well, that's I saw that. That's like a back building.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an arena, no. It's just the Hoop Arena. I don't know exactly where they got that, but the back is part of the building that I have the horse stalls in. So it should be that should really say stalls.
Okay, what about the building right adjacent to the Hoop Arena? What is that?
That building, that actually has a small little working pin in it, and also the tack box area. That's where the tack boxes are for the horse people.
Okay, and the other one that's right adjacent to the one that's labeled arena. What is that long, narrow building?
One of them says Hoop Arena. One says Machine Shed. One says Possible Stables with roof gone.
Yes. So the deal. So the thing that you have to think about is when over the years the dairy barn was built. You know, over the years, different buildings were built at different times. And so some of them I couldn't use at all because they're just too deteriorated. And I think that's the picture of one where the roof has collapsed. Even though then I go up into a newer, not newer, but they're all 70 years old. But the newer ones, because they were built, you know, they built different buildings at different times. And so, you know, the degrading of the buildings is over time also. So it's kind of hard. I'm not sure which building the one guy was talking about. Something, you know, what was it labeled as?
It's not labeled.
What color, Dan, is it one of the red ones?
The green one.
Oh, okay.
That's a hay barn.
Yeah.
Green one's a hay barn.
Okay.
And then the one that's labeled stables down below that, is that really a stable also?
It's blue. It's outlined in blue.
No, that's the building I'm talking about. I can't even drive my tractor into part of that at the very end because it slopes up as that. So that whole building plus the big barn, which is kind of the reddish colored one, that's the big barn that I took a picture of that shows it, you know, that needs painting. And
that's down at the bottom of the picture, right? The reddish one down at the bottom?
Correct. And then that whole section of building that they wrote stables in, that was, at one time, was where all the cows were. So those were cow stalls, but they're all gone. And that whole building is, I wouldn't put anything in there, you know, farm equipment, but no people or livestock, because that building... That's one of the oldest buildings in addition to the pink and blue one. The blue one is the one where the roof has collapsed. The blue one to the pink.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Yep, I have it.
I've got a couple questions on it. I like to kind of pin down, if I can, exactly where that property is located. Aren't you about 10 blocks north of 119th in the Catholic Church
yes. in
the Glenwood area?
Absolutely.
And so do you do any active farming on it now?
Well, yeah, we're boarding horses and taking hay off of it. That's that's what the ag piece of it that I have it listed as. Yeah, it's right next to the old school, the old Glenwood schoolhouse in the corner.
Glenwood school. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Right. Yeah, we're adjacent to that. In fact, the owner used to own that, the owner of the property.
All right, I don't have any other questions on it at this point. So.
Okay, let's hear from the assessor's office.
Gotta unmute herself. There you go.
Hello, everyone. Yes, I will address all the petitioner's concerns, but I will start with the size. I am familiar with the property as of now, so I can't really analyze the 2023 appeal before the land size was adjusted. But as of now, we have legal lot size recorded at 22.91 acres with 21.91 acres in the farm and agriculture program. So if that sounds correct, then we will stay with that. The subject is improved with single-family residence and 10 outbuildings, like petitioner pointed out, with a total outbuilding value of a little over $200,000. I would like to bring board's attention that, yes, the condition of those outbuildings are accounted in our appraisal property card. And most of those outbuildings do have poor and badly worn condition. However, the total value is mostly assigned to the largest outbuildings, such as Horse Arena, that is 11,550 square feet, valued at a little over $40,000. A stable of over 6,000 square feet with two lean-tos of another additional 600,000 square feet, and a canvas hoop arena of over, well, a little close to 8,000 square feet. So those are the highest assigned values for the outbuilding. I would also like to bring your attention that the petitioner does have an active business registered under category under boarding and horse and stable, which an easy Google search can bring up your attention, and has approximately 4.8 rating from 21 recent reviews, saying that, well, let's read the last review. This place is amazing. It has a beautiful riding arena, covered stalls for all the horses, and private gazing arenas for each horse. It is well-maintained, and the owners are extremely personable. So I assume, just by reading this Google review, that the condition of those outbuildings are in better than about to be demolished or have no contributory values at all. So I just assume, by doing this Google search, that any buyer who would think of buying this property would consider that those outbuildings bring some sort of functional contributory value, even though the petitioner states that they deteriorated and have actually negative value to their property. That's my argument in terms of outbuildings condition and known that they are not worth repairing.
Do the outbuildings, those outbuildings...
I'm sorry, I have a poor connection. I'm not sure if everything what I was said was received.
I heard it all. I did hear everything, I thought.
Yeah, no, we heard everything.
All right, so question?
Yeah, I just wonder if those outbuildings are part of the determination that that property is agricultural. I see you have the ag exemption on it for the acreage and all, and I wondered if those outbuildings play any part in the determination that allows for that agricultural classification.
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, that's all part of the property. I mean, when they do the exemption, I'm not sure how that's determined, but I don't know the answer to that. That was part of the agricultural part of it years ago when it was a dairy farm.
Could you pull up the notice of value, Allison?
I'm sorry, I just wanted to add, my connection is very poor, and I'm not sure if everything what I said was clear, and then I just got a frozen screen. I'm not sure at what part I need to join, if any explanation or additional comments was had. My screen got frozen.
I thought I heard everything, but
yeah.
When I look at the text at this valuation statement, and I see that they have a deferral down here, so they've got 609,000 is the one figure, but the market value is 1,000,003 according to the assessor's office here. My question, I guess, is this: if those outbuildings were not there, would that have any effect on the granting of that ag classification?
Oh, no, I don't believe so, because it's I mean, you can ask the assessors, but my opinion is it's the land use. The land use is ag, and that's what I'm using it as, and that's that. I don't know if the structures have anything to do with it at all. It has to do with the land use.
That's correct. Yes. The subject has 21.91 acres in the farm and agriculture program right now.
Yes. Right.
That's why the base for the real taxes is lower than the market value.
All right. But by raising the value, it raises my taxes. Let's be honest about that. So, is that towards the end, or are we?
I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't have any other questions.
Okay, so I have one more statement.
Okay.
And this is the same statement that I made last year. I want you guys to put $1.3 million in your pocket, and I want you to go out and I want you to buy the home and the property of your dreams. And then you go and look at my property and say that you're willing to put out $1.3 million for it. That's it. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else from the assessor's office?
Well, I would like to add to the last petitioner's comment that assessor is mandated to assess all the properties at their 100% true and fair market value. It's not the individual property. It's the law that we have to abide.
Yeah, but so I'll make a comment about that. Don't you think when you guys plug in, you guys got this program, and I've looked it up last year. You got some kind of a program that you just plug in these numbers, and then you plug my piece of property into those numbers, and that's where the problem is. I don't have a $1 million house sitting on that property. That's all I can tell you. You're not going to live in a $1 million house on my property. It's not there. You'd have to rebuild it. Well, actually, you wouldn't rebuild that because it's an old farmhouse, but you would have to build a brand new home on it in order to get it up to the value that that a person is willing to pay $1.3 million for it. And all you can do is agriculture on it, just like I'm doing. How many people want to pay $1.3 million and become a farmer and live in an old farmhouse? Let's be honest about it. Thank you.
Right. I just wanted to point out that the value, total value, consists of land value plus all the improvements. And improvements include a house and all the outbuildings and all the contributory value that they provide. So it's not only the house that we are talking here. We are talking of 22.91 acres of land as well.
That you have to leave in ag use. Let's add that to that comment.
Well, let's if you take the structure value that they have on it, $532,000, and you subtract from that the value of the outbuildings, that makes your house worth $310,000 roughly.
Right, and that's what they had, I don't even think it's worth that, but I know in today's market. That figure I wouldn't have any argument about because that's what they've got.
The bulk of the value is on your land. $776,000.
But you're still not getting it. But that's fine. It's the house that makes the sale, not the land, because the land is tied up as ag. It's the house that makes the sale. Go out and look into the county and see the houses that are being sold for the $1 million plus because they have a nice house on them. That's the key to the whole thing, not just the land.
Was your house built in 35 with an effective year of 1950?
Yeah, because they had some, you know, and I don't know about all the remodeling in 1950 because I didn't know.
Right, but it was built in
the 30s. Yeah, it was built in the 30s, yes.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
So, I mean.
We got it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 23rd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 20 for property ID 18473006. The property is owned by Joshua and Ashley Sanchez. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. The appellant submitted three comparable sales. Property ID 98603736 sold for $790,000 in January 2024. ID 11789364 sold for $875,000 in April 2024. And property ID 11789378 sold for $845,000 in February 2024. The assessor's evidence included five comparable sales and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 23rd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 18 for property ID 3792024. The property owners are Rodney and Crystal Santic. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We do have Jason Arbery here for the assessor's office, but we do not have anyone here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. I'll give you this spiel that you can put your hand in, that I normally give the appellant, just so you know what it is. We're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of this property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. If you overcome that to prevail, within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. And then I would say to the appellant, if you have no questions about procedure, then I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. But we have no appellant, so we'll let you put anything you want to on the record.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you folks this morning. I'm not here to drill in points or anything like that. I just wanted to indicate that When I received the appeal, I read the appeal, and I understand what the appellant is asking for. The appellant says the roof is discolored and has, you know, broken tiles. I looked at recent aerial photography of the property itself, and I can see the discoloration in the tile. I can't see cracked tiles. Unfortunately, it's not that close. Other than that, there's no additional features of the house that I can see. I looked at the 2021 sale of the property, and it only has one picture of the front of the house, and in that picture of the front of the house, it looks fine, but that's 2021 and this is, you know, 2024. But the comparables that I chose and have supplied for you, if you will notice, all I would like to point out is they are all within the same age bracket of initial construction of the home, meaning the quality of materials, the windows, and so on and so forth are of similar time, quality. The adjustments to these properties have been very, very minimal. There is no large adjustments been done to any of the comparables. They do bracket the comparables in class. The property is a good quality property in a good neighborhood. These properties are, they bracket the property with
one being slightly less, which is a good minus, which is inferior at 740,000. We have two, the next one is an average plus, which is two qualities lower of construction than the subject property. That is an average plus. Three is good, which is the same class as the subject property. It had a little bit more living area, and it had a larger finished basement, it appears, yes. This one is adjusted the most of all the comparables. However, it is in the same construction class as the subject property. And I won't waste too much more of your time on this. You're able to easily, you know, decipher this yourself. But the last two comparables, which are on the higher end of the scale, simply have almost no adjustments. They're both in the exact same class as the subject property. They're less than a mile away. One was built in 1980, which is, you know, 4 years earlier, and the other one was built 1 year later. I feel like the subject property should fall within that range, minus, you know, some roof repair costs and whatnot. So, you know, I feel like the value that we have at 822 without any information provided by the appellant saying this is what it costs to replace the roof or this is what it costs to replace plumbing, you know, we can't do anything about that other than, you know, consider the comparables that we use. They haven't been updated at all. And this is what they're selling for in the current market. So if the appellant, you know, gets quotes or estimates in the future and sends them to us, you know, I would consider them in any future appeal moving forward. But, you know, without that, I have to look at older homes that have not been renovated or changed or updated to bracket the subject property, location, quality, condition, age. And so I understand that. I am sympathetic, you know, as a person, as a human being. Anyway, I'm done. I don't have anything else to drive home.
Thank you. Very good summation. Thank you.
I don't have any questions.
No questions. John?
Yeah, I don't have any questions. Not really on it either. Looking at these comps and things, I'm good with it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate all of your time today. Thank you for having me. I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 23rd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 11 for property ID 37919422, and the property is owned by Tammy Walker. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Tammy here for the appellant. If you can now please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Correct, yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear your testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. We can go back from 22 to 23, where my increase was 75,000. and then 23 to 24, it dropped to 15,000. Currently, there's a couple houses that have sold. Actually, one's 1129 Northwest 52nd Street, sold 3 months ago for 485. The difference of the square footage is about 300. I have done one update in one bathroom in my house in 29 years. I put an RV pad in and had to redo a deck. That's all the upgrades I've done in 29 years. That house sold for 485. There's another house that's right on my street, which is 1404 Northwest 52nd Street. It sold for 525, which had a lot of updates. There's another house on my street, three bedrooms, three bath, 1121 Northwest 52nd Street. It sold for 545. So my question is, most of these houses have updates. I have zero updates in my house, and that's why I'm appealing it. I'd like to have updates, but yeah, that's why I'm appealing it. The difference from 22 to 23, it went up 75,000, and then this past year it went from 566 now to 551. Down 15,000. There's a house, two houses away from me that's been on the market for about 5-6 months, and they have it on the market. They just dropped it another 20,000 about a month ago. It's actually down my cul-de-sac right pretty close, two houses over.
I show that last year your previous value was 551,390 and the new value is 553,212, so they raised it $2,000.
Really, see, I must have pulled the wrong document up then. So you show it at, I show 551,390 last year?
551,390 last year, and the new value is 553,212.
Okay.
Tammy, there's a form when you fill out your petition. It's a worksheet where you list the comps that you have, the comparable properties. In the left column, you fill out all the information on your house, and then the other columns. And that's what we need to, in order to be able to make a determination as far as adjusting your value or comparing it to other values.
Okay.
What we got was just your petition and then your property, your notice of value on the back with no supporting documents at all.
Okay.
If you're going to appeal in the future, I would use that worksheet. I don't know when these things were made. Maybe they were just made very recently. But that would definitely help us in some kind of an adjustment to your value. But it went up $2,000, which I don't know if that makes you feel any better or not. But
actually, no, not really. Okay. That's okay.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Next time I will fill it apart.
I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You'll hear from us.
Have a good day. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
This is the October 23rd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 3 for property ID 132613015. The property is owned by Sandra Weaver. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one here for the assessor's office, but we do have Sandra here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
You swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing will be the truth and the Thank you.
pull it up one moment. She did appeal before the notices were issued, so that is why there is no notice of value. So the 2023 value was
Which notice?
It says they changed the value to 774 instead of the 907.
For which one? For mine?
Yeah.
For yours. For this year?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
No. I've never seen that. It's still my. I just got something and it still was 800 and whatever the 800 and.
907. 907, what it was originally assessed for, right?
No, not mine.
Yeah.
That's what this year says is 907, and they dropped it down to 774.
Can you pull up the notice of value?
No, I never got it. This is what I was operating off of, which was...
And then they send it by email, and they have an attachment, and if you don't pay close attention, a lot of times people don't see the email and the attachment.
So this is what they sent you.
Yeah, I'm not seeing this.
What does the notice of value say?
Hold on, I'm going to pull up the notice, too.
So they brought it down a little bit without me having to even talk to you guys?
Yes.
Did you talk to them or send something into them to the assessor's office?
Oh, I dropped this off with Allison at the beginning of the year.
Oh,
so she said I was the first one to drop anything off.
Yes, you were my first to view.
So something got into the assessor's office because they made a change.
Huh.
There must be another notice of value somewhere because this says, blow it up a little bit. Doesn't it say 907?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. This year's value, 907.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, how does that work? Because this one says 2023 values for 2024 taxes. I thought that's what I was about.
So that's your notice of value from last year, Sandra.
That's
so this
last
is...
year's.
Oh, because I haven't gotten that out yet.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't received that.
You appealed before you...
Yeah, you preemptively appealed. So you appealed before the notice of value went out. So you are preserving your rights, and you're allowed to do that without a notice of value, and you probably had the 2023 one.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize another one was coming.
You should have. What's the date of that one?
June 6.
So that should have come out, you know, the first part of June. You should have gotten that. And what they're offering to do now is lower that to 774 based on the information you gave. They're using your property at... I guess the 3.25 because they're comparing it to a property that's sold for $820,000. It would end up being $253 an acre. So that's what they valued it based on.
Yeah, so that's item number three, and that's the one that's $253 per acre that I told them. But the thing is they're right on the street with water. Their value... And that builder couldn't really do his development without buying that. So he paid a higher price, in my opinion, for that. And it does have a house. It's much bigger than my house. And we still have a view. But they're right on P Street. They're right on the street. It was a valuable piece to the developer to be able to do his whole quail development that he's doing. Because it was the one right on the road.
Which one? Can you point that out on the map? Where is that
on the map?
In relationship.
So here's the map. I don't know if you can see this, but it's this piece right here. Here's P Street. Can you see that?
Yeah.
And
then where's
mine's right here.
Okay, I got it.
I don't come up P Street. I come up U Street.
Right. Good.
And then they bought, so the developer bought this one to the east of me, and he bought this one to the south of me directly, and then he bought this one. So this one and this one is the same seller, and that's what he bought for, and this has a house right here. He bought that for 96, including the house, 96,428 an acre.
Right.
And he has, you know, some wetland constraints like I do. However, this piece, no wetland constraints and right on P Street. So it has water right there. That's much more valuable. And they can't really compare me to that. I'm not that piece. I'm much higher up. I have to pump the water up. The water's down the road. It's closer than it's been, but it's still halfway down to where it was before. And I have all the constraints, like I said, where I could only get maybe one, two, 8 lots.
And this builder didn't approach you at all about buying your piece, the one that bought
No, it's just, it's stuck up in a neighborhood. It's at the very end of the road. It doesn't have there's not a lot of leeway to develop it. You know what I mean? It's getting developed all around it, but then it's just isolated and pocketed. And then I'm still way up high and not where the water is. Everything in the neighborhood.
Are you still asking for the 640?
I am. There's just.
And I can't see.
No way.
Calculation how you get to that number.
Okay, let me look at it. Hold on. So I did multiple calculations. I did approximately by the acreage assessed value. I did a home price sales are like 290. What were they? Did you see this paper with all these silly calculations?
Yes.
So total usable land, I put at making it 275 per acre. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out my calculations here. Based on nearby sale of comparable property, 10 and a half acres with homes sold for 14, I got the fair market value, most comparable with most recent sale. This is without, so basically taking the piece that I'm telling you is the 10 and a half and the 3.5, and that was 96 per acre, I believe. I came up with the 610 because I'm not as valuable as that other piece right on the street. So I brought it down. I'm not sure how I did that, but I got it all on that paper. So if I based it on the property that is just to the south and just to the west that sold for $1,350,000 with the house, the value would be only 458. So I guess I took a difference between those two and made it 610. And I guess if they're going to give it the value of that one down on the street, then I need to have the water right in front of my house. If I don't.
Okay, I think I have it.
Yep, I do too.
Yeah, I don't have any questions on it.
Okay.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for pointing that out. Where can I get that, Allison? Will I send it again?
No, but I can send it to you after this.
You said it was in an email?
Yeah, they would have emailed the email you put on the petition with it. Sometimes it gets sorted into junk, but I will send it in another email separately for you.
It's dated
September 20th at 24, so just about a month ago.
Okay. Yeah, I deleted everything. I use everything on my phone, and it gets bogged down, so I just delete. I don't see it.
Of course. Yeah, no, it happens. I'll make sure to get you that information so you can look it over.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Close the hearing.